Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Valley Performing Arts production of the scary show Canterville Ghost, adapted by from the short story by Oscar Wilde.
And here to talk about it, we have the director, Wendy Goulter, and the character actor, Jason Bailey. And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Now, I said it was a scary show, and you cringed when I mentioned that. So is it not a scary show? It sounds like a
scary
show.
Oh, it's wonderfully scary, but it doesn't take itself seriously.
It is Oscar Wilde.
It is Oscar Wilde, yes.
Okay.
Well, tell us about it.
It's the story of a family, American family in England, in a haunted house. And, as we said, they don't take the ghost seriously, much to the ghost's chagrin.
Yes, that is probably the crux of the contention in the play, is the fact that the ghost is trying to scare us, and we're just too modern and believe that in a Republican society, ghosts do not exist, and that kind of causes some contention with the ghost. So yeah. He has to up the ante as we go along.
That sounds like a fun play. I think I've read it, actually. I think I've read everything he ever wrote.
Ah, yes. Yeah, Oscar Wilde's brand of humor shines through in the dialogue and the narrative of the play.
Yes, he really pokes fun of British aristocracy and Americans and their ways, too. He pokes fun of everybody.
So these are Americans who are staying in an English mansion.
Yes, I'm the father of the family, and my brother's along with us, and we've purchased this English manor house, and because the original owner of the manor house, his family got tired of being scared in the house, and so they went ahead and sold it to us, and we've taken over.
Oh, I know this play.
Comes back to us all. We've read it. Yeah.
And you know, there have been so many different versions. So many different movies made. There was an opera written. I think Bollywood did something.
Oh, really?
Yes. This one sticks very, very closely to Oscar Wilde's original words in his story.
And you were mentioning this before the show, that the actual words from Oscar Wilde's short story are in the play. Is that right?
That makes this play very unique, because not only are the actors speaking the dialogue, they're also acting the narrative.
Explain a bit more about that. How does that work?
Well, they introduce themselves to the audience. They will explain that a sudden storm came up and drops of rain began to fall as they approached the old English manor. And when Mrs. Otis will say that she was convinced by her husband to keep the old housekeeper. And so they will tell the story. They're storytellers as well as actors. But they'll do it in character.
Yeah, well, I've read this play, and that makes sense. Actually, they're telling each other about what's happening to them.
Exactly, that's it. Exactly.
Well, Jason, so you're playing Mr. Otis, who's a character in the play, and you're also playing a narrator. But as Wendy has mentioned, you stay in character as you're telling the story. How do you do that as an actor, to stay in character as well as become a narrator for the audience?
It is a bit tricky there. You know, you go ahead and make sure that you keep your voice the same, but you kind of do a bit of an aside. I guess it wouldn't be too dissimilar from some television shows that were like The Office, where, you know, they go ahead and show that there is a camera there. But so we do a little bit of that, looking off to the audience to give an aside, but we try to maintain the voice and the feel of the scene, so we're not breaking out of that and pulling people out of the emotions that we're building.
Well, that's the way he wrote, actually.
And you mentioned this very, I imagine, very witty is right, because Oscar Wilde is known for his wit and his comedy. And
one of my favorite lines comes from the story where, as they're introducing themselves, Mrs. Otis is being introduced as an amazing woman, and very much a good example that we have a lot in common with England nowadays, except,
of course, language.
Well, who was it that said that America and England are common people separated by a common language?
Yeah, I've heard that one, yes. That may have originated with him, who knows?
I think so, actually. Yeah.
Well, Wendy, as the director, you're getting involved in the language of this play and so forth, and the staging of it is being dictated somewhat by the script. Are you bringing anything else to the show, just from your own personal point of view as a director, in terms of staging it, that might be really interesting to tell our listeners?
Well, I think in terms of staging, I wanted to stretch our Valley Performing Arts stage to its limits, which I think we have. We are approximating a two-story house on a stage with a very low ceiling. And we've done that with a 3.5-foot platform in the back. And we're trying to use some special effects with the scrim, special lighting. We project a blood stain onto the floor. So there's some extra special effects that we're enjoying exploring as we as we try and get this staged in our very small theater.
It is a small theater, but it's got a beautiful, wonderful stage, it seems to me. I've been to a lot of plays there, and the stage can be small or large or anywhere in between.
Well, we make it work.
Yeah, and we've made it so big that normally in our plays there at VPA, you can actually pass from one side to the other in the back, but now we have to actually run through the lobby because we've made it so big that there's no place, and there's no room to run behind the scenes. Yeah.
Well, tell us about the ghost. How are you presenting the ghost in the show?
He really, really wants to be scary.
He does.
but he's finding it hard. So he's a very frustrated man who is... we find out toward the end what he really wants is redemption, which brings me to the theme of the show for me, is the power of redeeming love.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul here with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to Jason Bailey and Wendy Golter about Valley Performing Arts production of The Centerville Ghost.
And Wendy, you were talking a moment before the break about the theme of the show. And we began the conversation by talking about how this ghost is humorous. He's not scary. So tie those together. Is it that he's not being taken seriously as part of his self-esteem? Would you say that about this, the ghost?
That's right.
I think some of it also has to do with the fact that he's 300 years old. So he's a Shakespearean actor who's trying to scare Americans who have no appreciation for that. You know, I mean, we don't have ancestors. We're just cut off from all of that aristocracy and all that sort of stuff. And so as a result, he's trying to use stuff that works very well on British aristocracy, but on an American just coming over to England, it doesn't work.
Tell me how it doesn't work.
Well, we will give away one small portion of it, I suppose. He walks through the halls at night rattling his chains, which drives the British people who live there up a wall. And drives him crazy, whereas Mr. Otis calmly steps out onto the platform and offers him lubricating oil.
Yes, and I think every adult member of the family offers him some sort of product at some point in time to alleviate his moaning sounds. They figure that must be chest congestion there, and so they give him some cough syrup. You know, we do stuff like that, just trying to be helpful. Remove his blood stain, you know, just different things like that, yeah.
The kind Americans.
Yes, we very much are.
This is a very funny play.
It really is, yes.
You mentioned a moment ago some of the technical things. Valley Performing Arts has gotten to be known for some of their technical wizardry, costuming and sets. And can you talk a little bit more about how you're creating some other, is there any sort of fog or mysterious effects that are happening, or do you not want to give that away?
Well, we do have a scrim that we can change the lighting so you sometimes see behind it, sometimes you don't. And like I said, there's a blood stain that changes color on a regular basis and gets cleaned up while the audience is watching, and then it's back again. And so we've had to do some fancy lighting work with that.
Oh, I bet that's that is fascinating. Tell me how you did it.
Our lighting technician rigged a small light behind the fireplace, and then we put different colored gels in front of the light, switch them out when necessary, and fade it when necessary, and it turned out even better than I had imagined.
Interesting portrayal of this show. Now, Jason, you were on our show before in the production of Clue. And
that is correct.
Similar shows in a way, and the sort of style. Are you approaching your own character the same way, or is something different from that?
I'm trying to be a little bit more serious as I'm the United States ambassador, so I'm trying to be a little bit more serious than I was in Clue, where I was a total caricature. But actually, my character is kind of a caricature of a person, you know, upper-class American. So I guess in that way, I am able to be a little bit more pompous than I am in normal life anyway.
Well, unfortunately, we're about out of time. And so I want to thank you both for coming. Wendy Coulter, who is the director, and Jason Bailey, who is Mr. Oates?
Otis.
I'm sorry, I can't read my eye. But anyway, thanks for coming. This is at Valley Performing Arts out in the Valley, and it's sort of on the 3rd Street behind the main highway through yes. Wasilla.
That's right, just from the Parks Highway, turn on to Tommy Mo Drive.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it's on Swanson.
Well, we look forward to seeing The Canterville Ghost from the short story by Oscar Wilde. Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. At Cyrano's, you can see Hedda Gabler, the famous play by Henrik featuring Anya Wyndham as Hedda, on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 and Sunday at 3. And P.S., Anya is great. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents The Fantastics by Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones, running through the 19th. Curtain times are 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information or for tickets, contact uaatix.com or call 786-4-TIX.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Bell, Book, and Candle by John Van Druten continues until November 2nd. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 868-4913.
Perseverance Theater of Juneau is bringing the play An Iliad to Anchorage. They'll be running from October the 24th through November the 2nd, with a pay-as-you-can preview on Thursday, October the 23rd. For more information, contact centertix.net or 263-ARTS.
Synesthesia Artists Collective presents The Rocky Horror Show at Mad Myrna's through November 8th. For more information, visit the Mad Myrna's website.
And finally, Valley Performing Arts is presenting The Canterville Ghost, adapted for the stage by John Vricky and based on the story by Oscar Wilde. The show runs October the 17th through November the 9th. And for more tickets and information, call or contact valleyperformingarts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Bell, Book, and Candle by John Van Druten continues until November 2nd. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 868-4913.
Well, thanks for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Wendy Coulter, the director of Canterville Ghost, and Jason Bailey, who is playing Mr. Otis in the show. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.